A group of about 40 heavily armed Chechen rebels are holding several hundred people hostage at a theater in Moscow. They have threatened to kill their hostages and blow up the building if Russian security forces attempt to storm it. There are reports that one hostage was killed in the early hours of the crisis, which began yesterday. A television report showed a stretcher with a blanket-covered body being taken out of the theater today. This is the most daring attack by separatist guerrillas in a decade of conflict over the breakaway Republic of Chechnya, and it has forced Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, to cancel plans to attend this weekend's Asia-Pacific summit in Mexico, where he was to talk with President Bush. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. What's the latest there?
Two things, Bob, during the last couple of hours. First of all, about a half hour ago, two loud explosions were heard coming from the direction of the theater. Now, there's a preliminary report on Echo Moscow Radio speculating, not naming any sources, that this could have been two people among the hostages, women who were trying to escape from the building, and that the hostage takers had opened fire on them with light grenade launchers. The second development that we have also is that, you, as you mentioned in your introduction, a body of a woman was brought out of the theater earlier this afternoon, and we weren't able to view the body, but we're told by the government that she was killed in the early hours of this hostage taking last night, that she had tried to flee as well and was shot by the hostage takers. There have also been negotiations going on between government representatives and the hostage takers inside the theater. Basically, the government trying to convince the Chechens to give up at least the women and children in the crowd, and this group of mostly lawmakers has gone back to President Putin and reported now, but we don't know if there's been any progress at all.
And the rebels want nothing less than the Russian troops to get out of Chechnya. Have they set a deadline?
Yeah, they say that that's their goal. They want the Russian troops out. They have no other demands, and they've given a deadline of 7 days for that to be accomplished. They say that should be plenty of time.
This appears to have been a well-organized attack.
No question that whoever planned this attack must have really planned long and advanced. It first of all involved quite a group of people, 40 people, extremely well-armed, with a what we understand is a very large amount of explosives, and they must have cased out the theater very well, because they had enough wherewithal to start strapping explosives onto very vital parts of the theater. As soon as the operation began, they were tying explosives onto columns which support the roof of the theater. So there's no question that the perpetrators of this really planned far in advance.
And this is not the first hostage-taking incident.
No, there were hostage-taking incidents of this type during the first Chechen War from 1994 to 1997. In one instance in southern Russia, a group of Chechen gunmen took several hundred people hostage in a hospital. That drama went on for a week. The Russians tried to storm the building, initially killing about 100 people. And the Chechen rebels were actually allowed to escape back to Chechnya in that case, and the government was actually forced into peace talks at that time.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.